PA poll, Trump leads primary, virtual tie in presidential general, Senate race shows early Democrat lead. By Jacob Bliss on April 13, 2023. Former President Donald Trump leads the presidential primary field and is in a virtual tie in a general election against President Joe Biden in Pennsylvania. Senator Bob Casey, DPA, shows an early lead in the Senate election and attracts less than half the voters. The latest Franklin and Marshall College poll showed that Trump led the rest of the Republican primary field with 40% of the vote, 6 points over his closest contender, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R. With DeSantis at 34%, all other named candidates in the Republican primary poll, with 227 registered voters respondents, were in the single digits, former Vice President Mike Pence at 6% and Nikki Haley at 4%. There were also 6% who said other and 11% who didn't know. In a head-to-head matchup between Trump and Biden, the two are in a virtual tie. With 643 registered voters and a 4.9% margin of error, 36% of the respondents said they supported Biden, while, within the margin of error, 35% said they would support Trump. While Trump is officially running for president, Biden has not officially announced if he is running, despite secretly getting everything in place for another announcement. A recent report indicated that he could wait until the fall to announce his bid. Additionally, the poll found that Casey, who announced this week he is running for re-election, has an early lead in the poll against two hypothetical challengers, former hedge fund CEO Dave McCormick, who ran for the U.S. Senate last cycle but didn't make it past the primary, and State Senator Doug Mastriano, who lost in the general election for governor. The respondents were split into two groups. Half were asked if they preferred Casey or McCormick, and the other half were asked if they chose Casey or Mastriano. The poll showed that Casey led McCormick by 7 points, 42% to 35%, with 359 respondents, and Mastriano by 14 points, 47% to 31%, with 286 respondents. However, both of the questions also show that Casey has under 50% of the vote, which is not a good sign for a three-time incumbent. The latest Franklin and Marshall College poll was conducted from March 27 to April 7. Each question had its own number of registered voter respondents, and while the margin of error was 4.9% for the complete set of questions, the sampling error for the subgroups was larger, according to the polling firm. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.